passionately believe that God has the most amazing plan for your life and mine. In his heart, he conceived us, and with his hands, he made us who we are. And he wants us to be the person he made us to be. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program. Today, we're going to take a look at what it means for you to be fully, completely you from a different perspective. Over these last couple of weeks on the program, we've just been spending some time discovering your destiny. Survey after survey tells us that 75% of people don't enjoy their jobs. I wonder how many of them are trying to do a job they would just never cut out to do. It's just not them. And yet it's not hard to see how different we all are. Some people are great at working with children, for instance. Me? That would drive me crazy. All that noise and running around? Not me. Other people are great with their hands. They seem to be able to turn all these pieces of wood into a house somehow. I wouldn't know where to begin. Some people are great at sports and athletics. I love to stay fit, but I can't throw and catch and kick all that well. It's as plain as the nose on your face and mine that people are all made to be different. And what a tragedy it is, we've talked about this a little bit so far this week already, when people try to do things that they're just not cut out to do. A child at school who's great in creative writing but terrible at mathematics. So what do? We make them work harder at their mathematics instead of encouraging them to go on with their creative writing skills that they're good at. Of course, we all have to do a few things in life that we're not so good at from time to time, but if you end up majoring in those things, it becomes a disaster. When I left school, I was accepted into a medicine degree. I would have made a terrible doctor, and a law degree. The same with being a lawyer, because the law is all about the detail, and I'm not that good at detail. So pardon me for saying it this way, but blind Freddy can see that we have all been made differently. I'm a fairly unemotional person. It's not that I don't care about people. I do, deeply. I'm just not an emotional person. I'm not into hugs and kisses from people the way others are. I don't tend to feel other people's pain. Instead, I want to do things that help them not feel their pain. That's how I'm wired. And it took me a long time, a very long time, to become comfortable inside my skin, to get comfortable with who I am and stop trying to be like other people. I think it was Oscar Wilde who said, "Be yourself. Everybody else is already taken." It's a pretty good thought, that. Okay, a baby is born, right? What does it grow up to be? It grows into who it already is. Let me explain. A little baby gets born, it can't even go to the toilet on its own. It can't feed itself, it can't protect itself. In fact, it can't do anything pretty much except eat, sleep, scream, and dirty its nappy. So, does that make this little baby any less human than you or me? Well, no, of course not. This little bubs is just in an early stage of life, and just like we all did, it'll grow up through all the stages. It begins to recognise and smile at its parents, and then the psyche develops, and it grows in an awareness, and it starts crawling and walking and running and becomes a toddler, and then goes to school, becomes a teenager, then an adult. That's the natural progression. What is it that influences who that little baby becomes when it grows up? Well, two things. Firstly, its natural disposition, its abilities, who God made that child to be. And secondly, the things that happen to it along the way. Some of those things along the way are going to be positive, like having good parents who love you and good teachers at school. Those things develop the child's natural abilities. But some of the things that happen rob the person, rob the child, give it a wrong impression of itself. See, bad things are always going to happen to good people. They do. They always have and they always will. But if we know who we are, and if we let God into our lives to be with us, to develop us, to care for us, to nurture us, those bad things, instead of robbing us, end up enhancing our character. The negatives get turned into a positive as we learn from them and grow through them. The problem is that so many people never get with God's plan for who they are. For years, I tried to be all things to all people. I set myself up to be this and set myself up to be that because I thought it would make me look good and be important. But it wasn't until I got with God's plan and I started seeing myself the way he sees me that I really started becoming the me I was meant to be, living the life I was designed to live. God made me to be doing what I'm doing right now, spending this time with you. I'm never as happy and as fulfilled as when I'm sitting here chatting with you. Yet a friend of mine, a pastor, once said to me, "You know, Bernie, you have to become more pastoral than what you are. In other words, you should be around lots more people, and you should do this, and you should do that, and you should be this." I love people. But think about it. Much of what I do is prepare these radio programs alone, and then I come into a studio basically alone. Okay, millions of people are listening around the world, but they're not in the room with me when I'm speaking. If God made me to be someone who needed to be around a lot of people, don't you think I'd get awfully lonely in doing what I do? But he didn't, so I don't. Who are you? Who did God make you to be? Maybe you're just one of those people who loves entertaining and having a house full of people over all the time. If that's your gift, go and be that person. Go and grow into that. Go and love it and enjoy it and be the person who God meant you to be. Maybe you're a quiet backroom kind of person, someone who does bookkeeping or cleaning or cooking. And, you know, when you're doing that thing, you feel so fulfilled, so contented. Can I tell you something? Go for it. If that's what God made you to be, don't compare yourself with other people. Grow in that. Develop in that. Be delighted with who God made you to be. When we compare ourselves with other people, we end up aspiring to be someone who we aren't. We end up trying to do things we were never made to do, and that's just plain crazy. I'm excited about who God made me to be, and I try and focus on the things that I'm really good at. I try to grow in the areas where maybe I'm still a bit immature, and leave the things that I'm not so good at to other people, people who love doing those things because they are good at them. It's not really that complicated, is it? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good things that God prepared beforehand for us to walk into." See, this is exactly what God's word is saying. Do the things God prepared for you, not the things that he got ready for other people to do. God knows who we are. He made us, and he made us to be the me we were meant to be. Right now, in this instant, his heart and his eyes are on you and on me. And he knows who he made us to be, and he's delighting in us. Wake up. It's time to stop trying to be someone else. It's time to stop trying to squeeze into the world's mold for you, into a shape that doesn't fit, into something that ultimately becomes distressing and like a straitjacket. God wants each one of us to be the person he made us to be. I'm so excited because God has a plan. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for you. And we only discover who we're meant to be. It only happens when we get right up close to him, when we have a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And you know, you're going to grow different fruit to me because that's how Jesus made us." And if you want to grow the fruit that you're meant to grow in your life, you need to get right up close to Jesus, his word and his spirit in a rich and dynamic relationship that's so wondrous and so huge and so safe and secure and at the same time exciting. Then and only then can you be the person you were made to be. I'd like to encourage you just right now, look at your life. Are you being the person God made you to be? Are you living the life he made you to live? Because if you're not, he wants to change that for you today. God wants you to get close to him so that you can live out the life he planned for you. We love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.